Thank you for calling the Alabama Employment Claims. My name is Gabrielle. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality insurance purposes. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I wanna file for unemployment.
Okay, give me one moment. May I have your social?
Hey, ma'am, can I say something right quick?
Okay, yes, sir.
I didn't call 2 days in a row, and when I'm on the line, they just hang up on me, you know, and don't call back. So I was just wondering. I'll just let you know that I called 2 days in a row, and I just got hung up on and never did get a call back.
Yes, I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
Can I have your social?
It's 419-06-5307.
Okay, can you verify your name, your date of birth, and your mother's maiden name for me?
My name is Larry Donnell Davidson. I was born April the 4th, 1964. My mother's name was Alice Grace.
Okay, they have in the system your mother's maiden name is Moore.
Alice Grace Moore.
Okay. Moment. You say you want to file an unemployment claim?
Yes.
Okay, let's get started. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Okay, what is your preferred language?
English.
Okay, do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Okay, did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
Yes.
Okay, what is the highest grade you completed in school?
I went to college. I did 2 years of college.
Okay, and do you have a driver's license, sir?
Ma'am?
Do you have a driver's license?
Yes.
Okay, can you verify the state and license number for me?
Let me see. My license number is 4932325.
Okay. If you approve for your benefits, you have the options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or through the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Checking or savings?
Savings.
Savings, okay. May I have their routing number?
Let me see. Okay, the route number is Bank Independence, route number 06-2205791.
Okay, and what's your account number?
Account number is 504-82800.
Okay, I'm gonna repeat it back out to you. Your routing number is 06-2205791. Is that correct?
Say it one more time.
06-2205791 for your routing number?
Yes.
Okay, your account number is 504-82800?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, what's your mailing address?
It's 1108 Southwest 11th Street, Sheffield, Alabama, 35660.
Okay, because we have 1524 Manning Drive. Is that incorrect?
That's a long time ago.
Okay, let me delete that out of the system. Okay, you did say 1108 Southwest 11th Street?
Yes.
In Sheffield, Alabama?
Yes.
Okay. Is your residence address different from your mailing address, or is it the same?
So what now?
Is your residence address different from your mailing address, or is it the same?
I just moved over here, so I'm trying to get everything come to this address now.
Okay. Okay. What's your telephone number?
256-980-7745.
Okay. Okay, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly-generated questions. Question one, in which of the following cities have you attended college? Baton Rouge, Bellingham, Reno, Onasha, or none of the above?
None of the above. I don't understand that question.
In which of the following cities have you attended college?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yes, sir. Okay. In which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? A 1988 Ford Mustang, a 1991 Dodge W250 pickup, a 1996 Jaguar XJ6, or a 1998 Plattmouth, or I've never been associated with one of these vehicles.
Never been associated with one of these.
Okay. Okay, these are yes or no questions. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay, did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
Okay, and when was the last day you worked?
The 15th of this month.
Okay, July the 15th, okay. Okay, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Okay. Do you work for yourself or own a business, or are you a corporate officer for your business?
Well, right now I'm looking for a job.
Okay. Are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
Can repeat that question, please.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Okay. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Okay. Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Yes.
Okay. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay, have you applied for or are you receiving work's compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I'll probably say about 5.
Okay. What is the lowest hourly wage which you will sell?
10.
Okay. Do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
Mm-hmm.
Do you obtain work through a union?
No.
Okay. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Okay. What was your job title?
Forklift operator.
Okay.
And material handler.
Okay. What was the? I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
I also was a floater, so it means
I did other people's jobs that didn't show up that day.
Okay. Okay. What was the name of your last job that went on unemployment for, the company name?
Downtown.
Okay, I see it. All right, do you have a good phone number for this job?
It's 256-702-2001.
Okay, and when did you first start this job?
I think it was probably 3 years ago.
Can you give me an estimated date?
Let me see. I'm trying. I think it's probably in. I'm gonna say it was probably February of 2019. No, I'd say it was April of 2019.
Okay, April 2019.
Yes.
Can you give me like an estimated date?
I'm thinking, I'm not for sure now, but I'm thinking it's maybe like the 14th or the 15th, somewhere
okay.
in that area.
It's okay. We're going to verify with the job. We just need like an estimated date.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Okay. What city and state was the work performed in?
Florence, Alabama.
Florence. Okay. Okay, have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
I'm thinking they owe me at least a week. I think a week and 3 days in vacation pay.
Okay. What's the total of hours for vacation pay?
40 hours.
Okay, how much per hour?
I was making 16.25.
You said 16.75?
25.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. Have you applied for a pension from this employer?
No.
Okay. And why are you no longer working for this job?
I don't know, really. They laid me off.
Wait.
They said they had too many complaints about me.
Oh. Okay.
About how I drive a forklift, like I'm driving too fast. I don't understand it. Most people get laid off for a few days and call back. They fired me, yes, but they never called me back.
Oh, okay. One moment. Okay, what was the name and the title of the person who discharged you?
Eric Cooper.
Is it Eric Cooper? Was he your manager, supervisor?
Supervisor.
Okay. What was the date of your discharge?
It was the 15th. I worked that whole day that Monday, but when I got off, they called me about 3 o'clock and told me that they're going to suspend me for a few days until they investigate my driving forklift. But then they never called me back, so I had to call them to see what was going on. And that's when I said they told me I was terminated. So I figured that I would terminate that day that they called me. It was the 15th.
Okay. Did you commit the act that your employee alleged?
That's what I'm saying. No, I did not.
Okay.
They saying people was telling them that I'm driving, almost hitting them, running over them. But I'm like, wow, that's, you know, it's crazy.
Okay. What did you do to try to resolve the problem prior to being discharged?
wasn't nothing I could do.
Okay.
And I can really, couldn't really explain, you know, being laid off because he said I'm driving a forklift too fast. I don't even know how to explain that. You know, I had a lot of people at work that just didn't like me, and they was teaming up together saying bad things about me. So I guess them saying things about me got me terminated, which wasn't true. But then you know how you have haters that hate on you, so that's what I had. Had a bunch of guys that didn't like me.
Okay. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, your 4-digit PIN number will be 0764.
Wait a minute, let me get a PIN.
Okay.
Okay, you said it's going to be what now?
0764.
0764?
Yes, sir. It's the last two of your social, the last two of your birth year.
Okay,
I'm going to read you the closing statements and we'll be done. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 or 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Commissioner System. Your Commissioner application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Commissioner application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or you can log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and submit your online resume. You must be able and seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits.
Okay.
Unemployment claim use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in the loss of benefits. If you choose to file through the internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov. If you want to file through the telephone, the number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. So you're going to make your first certification either by telephone or internet on this coming Sunday with that 4-digit PIN number I gave you. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet is going to explain your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. You're going to read this information carefully. If you have questions regarding this booklet that's going to be mailed to you, you can call 1-800-361-4524. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
And could you repeat those last two numbers for me?
Okay, yes, sir. So your weekly certification number will be 1-800-752-7389.
Okay.
And if you want to get an information booklet in the mail, if you have any questions regarding that booklet that's going to be mailed to you, you can call 1-800-361-4524.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Do you have any more questions for me?
Yes. So you saying that I need to call every Sunday, right?
Yes, sir. That's correct. You have to call every Sunday to file your weekly certification.
So what time on Sunday am I supposed to call?
Anytime before 5 p.m., I'm sorry.
Anytime before 5 p.m.?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have any more questions for me?
How would I know if I'm going to get this or not?
You would get a letter in the mail within 2 to 3 weeks if you was approved.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, sir. Okay, any more questions?
Right. No, ma'am. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, and I thank you for calling the Alabama Employment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
All right, you too.